think we went far enough today. Let's get you home.
After Inside Out, Pixar, Disney, why would you even feel the need to make another film? You made one of the best films of the year, one of the best animated films I've probably seen in quite some time. Yes, people, I said it's even better than The Incredibles, how good it is. But we're here to talk about The Good Dinosaur. And this posed the question as in, what if the asteroid had missed Earth instead of hitting Earth and destroying all the dinosaurs that Michael Bay seems to be created by machinery and whatever the fuck bullshit it was he had created dinosaurs with. But anyway, here we go. So we got a couple of dinosaurs, long necks here. And got Jeffrey Wright playing the Papa and Frances McDormand playing Mama. And they gave birth to three little eggs here. And, what was it? You got Libby, Buck, and Ario, something like that. Ario, voiced by Raymond Ocho, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Buck, Marcus Scribner, and who the fuck was Libby played by? I do not remember. I think it was, never. It's not fucking important, that's who it is, whatever. And, Buck being the strong one, but dumbass. Libby being the smart one, and Ariel, he's just a scary ass, and he's the tiniest one out of the group too as well. And they're pretty much farmers, doing whatever they can to survive, plotting, just basically trying to create food to survive through the winter. Finally, the father, he gets tired of this shit. Their crops is going missing. They wonder why, and we turn out to be this kid, it was Spot who played voiced by Jack Bright. And he's a caveman, obviously, with dog-like tendencies. He's eating up all the food. So Papa puts Ario in charge. He's like, hey, you catch this thing, you'll be able to put your mark on the wall as well. So when Ario lets this thing Spot gets away, Papa's like, I'm tired of this shit. Come on, we're gonna go catch him. We're gonna track him down. Let her know a big storm hits. It ends up killing Papa. And family is struggling after this because they don't have his strength, pretty much. Spot gets spotted again as Ario goes chasing around, but he ends up falling in the river, get washed up far, far away from home. And next you know it, him and Spot are on an adventure to basically get back home, because there's no reason why Ario's still going on, because Spot tends to not fear anything and keep him alive. So they go, and pretty much you got Ario here learning how to be a fucking man, pretty much. How to fucking a man up here. That's pretty much the plot synopsis here. I gotta say, after Inside Out, I don't think any animated film is gonna be touching that. And I don't even think this one does. It's probably its most simplistic. I'm not gonna say it is the most simplistic, but it's one of the Pixar's one of the most simplistic films they have, other than the Cars franchises, which I don't give a fuck about anyway. But here, it's basically about a kid who's growing up to be the rite of passage here. I like how the roles were reversed in this film, where you had the father, Papa, Jeffrey Wright, who has such a strong wielding force in the on this family, not in the film because he's barely in it. And the roles are getting switched around when Ario realized he has to do the same thing for Spot. One thing Pixar always does do is they manage to grab an emotional tie somehow in the film to where everyone can relate to. And it just amps the film up just that much more because it's a tear-shattering moment. Because I got to say, Ario is getting on my goddamn nerves in the first 10 minutes of the film. I mean, he's just a whiny little bitch. There's even a scene where a fucking bug in the beginning of the film, a bug just landed on his nose, and he's freaking out about it. And just, you just want to kind of slap him aside and say, "Boy, it's a fucking bug. What's wrong with you?" But he does. It's one of those movies where the longer the film goes on, he redeems himself. Because at first, Ario is definitely not a good character. I mean, especially since he feels guilty for getting his father get killed, or more so blaming Spot for that matter. I gotta say, I was not impressed with the animation in the trailer. However, the animation in this film is pretty fucking gorgeous, except for the character designs. I thought the character designs in this film was very simplistic, and it looked like your average DreamWorks type style animation, especially with the How to Train Your Dragon film, or any of their films. All their films look alike. So I wasn't impressed with the character designs at all. I thought they were very just simplistic. It's almost like, you know, they just say, "Hey, put this in here, whatever. We got Inside Out. We don't need to up that up." But saying that, though, the animation and everything else, there was a lot of shots in this film, especially when he was on top of a mountain and he saw the whole forest and everything. Looked beautiful. This thing that Pixar tends to do with their films is they always seem to have a character in their films where they don't talk, and yet you get a lot of emotion. Spot is that character in this film. He doesn't have a lot of matter of fact, he has no dialogue, and most of the noise he makes is he's grunting or he's howling at the moon or something like that. But I think that's one of the things that Pixar are so great at, is they're able to take a character to have no dialogue in their films, and they do the same thing here with Spot, and they add a lot of human depth and emotion to him, thus being the only human in the film. I didn't really feel like the movie had like some meaningful message or anything like that, usually like the Pixar films does, until it got to the end, because, you know, Spot, you see in the trailer where Ario, he talks about how he misses his family, and, you know, you wouldn't understand. And then, you know, Spot, he takes 2-3 trans branches and he knocks 2 of them over and buries them with the sand. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then it gets to a point a couple of scenes later where you see you hear another howling in the background here, and then you see a man come out of it. And you're just like, oh, is that his family? But Ario and him have grown such connection at this point. Ario just picks him up instead of letting him go to that possibly could be his father, letting him go that way or going with him. He says, "We need to get back home." And it was almost like, in a way, it was kind of like that Last of Us ending. It was very, even though he knows it was the right thing to do to let him go to his family, he decided to do a selfish thing to keep him. But then, you know, later in the film, he realized that, no, you belong with them because it's, you know, and it's actually a really good setup how they had that going on here. Because before that, I gotta say, there wasn't a lot of, there was no emotional depth like this at all. The best you're gonna get out of that is probably just looking at the animation designs itself and a lot of the characters that come involved. There's these pterodactyls that come in, and Ario doesn't know, but he thinks they're assisting people. But basically, they're looking for critters so they can eat their asses. And you can tell because they got these crazy eyes going on and stuff like that. And the movie then becomes a Western with some Tyrannosaurus Rex, T-Rexes here. And I want to say there's about 4 dinosaurs maybe in the film. And, you know, the pterodactyls, the Ario, of course, the long necks, the T-Rexes. And I forgot what his name was in the film, but I even forgot the name of the dinosaur here, but he's got like fucking crooked eyes and shit. You see him in the trailer, he's like, oh, if we get to name him, we get to keep him and stuff like that. That thing was creepy as fuck, by the way. But those pterodactyls were something else as well. I gotta say, I wasn't all that impressed with the film in the beginning half of it. Like I said, Ario was kind of annoying me. I want to say it wasn't until maybe 20 minutes. I mean, it wasn't like I was hating the film, but it was just like something's not right. I don't know if it's still because I'm on an Inside Out high or anything like that, but this film, I guess I wanted to say it was just too simple, sort of, because I have a standard on the Pixar film, especially after Inside Out. But I thought what I was seeing was interesting, and I was curious to see where it was going to go, because I know these films, these Disney animated films, tend to always have some meaningful message in it. This film's strongest strength, though, I have to say, is between Ario and Spot. I don't know what it is about the two characters that got along, especially when you have one that doesn't talk and one that's just a coward all the time. But especially with Spot, his facial reactions to, especially when there was a scene where the storm came back and he says, Ario, run, the look on his face, it looked almost like a disappointing man of fear in his eyes as well. And I thought they had, the longer it went on, the more you started to buy this and believe it, and it was actually making the movie better. What was their connection together? You know, that's one thing The Good Dinosaur does well, is it soars on the emotional power of the compositions of the screen itself and stuff. And I thought, personally, it was too simple at the beginning, but then I think it was one of those things that, you know, it's a family-friendly animated feature that I don't think should be looked at differently or taken for granted because of its simplistic features here. Because I think the simplistic features here is what kind of catches you off guard to when you get caught into the emotional drama towards the end of the, and I don't want to say drama, but the emotional heart that the film actually does have. Another thing I liked as well is I like the T-Rexes. I like how the T-Rexes wasn't necessarily trying to kill them or eat them or anything like that. But what I liked about them is they're basically telling them stories of, like, how they might have got injured or scars, or pretty much battle wounds they had. And pretty much they're teaching Ario how, yeah, of course, you should be afraid. Fear is, everyone has fear in them, but it's how you deal with it is what makes you be the person that you, or the dinosaur in this case, the dinosaur that you're going to grow up to be. You know, it's the fear and the struggle that you have in life and how, it's not the fear that defines you, it's how you deal with it is what defines you. I thought there was a lot of great dialogue moments just like that. As a matter of fact, I think that was some of the best dialogue moments, especially when it got to that scene and went on later. The second and third half of this film is definitely much more better than the first one, because the first part is kind of fucking annoying, at least. But it's not annoying to where it took you out of the movie. It's just like, I'm just like, oh man, it sounds like we're stepping back into some Cars territory. But I personally definitely enjoyed the film. I gotta say, I was expecting a good film out of it, but I don't know, I wasn't really feeling the trailer too much. I thought the animation looked like shit in the trailer. I wouldn't even say like shit, but I was not liking the character designs. I mean, I guess because the character design just looked like another studio. It didn't look like that the Disney Pixar standard that they always have, or it didn't really look that unique. It just looked generic, if you ask me. But I enjoyed the film, and this is probably one of the few films I can say where I thought it got better the longer it went on. So I'm definitely just gonna go ahead and give it a see it. I liked the animation in it. I thought the story got better as it went along. I thought the characters, you grew with the characters and you started to see them evolve and everything. I enjoyed this a lot. Like I said, the only problem I really have is the first half of it. Not even the first half, the first act of it. I was kind of up in the air, but I still think it does deserve a see. I think you should take the kids out to see it. Kids are definitely going to enjoy it because it's more kid-oriented than it is adult oriented, but there's something that the adults can enjoy with the kids, because this is a very family oriented film, and I think for a Thanksgiving weekend there's nothing better than that. So it ain't no Inside Out, but I'm sure this film wouldn't mind taking a backseat to probably the best animated film Pixar has made in quite some damn time anyway.
What is his name?
I don't know.
I name him my keeper. Killer.
Steve!